Se viene el final, atención, va a ganar. ¡Ganó!
El mexicano estaría anunciando su fichaje en las próximas horas.
Vamos a los acontecimientos en un circuito súper exigente de 6 kilómetros.
La victoria de Hamilton lo deja apenas a 7 de las 91, el récord de Michael Schumacher.
Y allí ingresa Checo Pérez al corralito luego de un gran premio de Mónaco apasionante.
Fórmula Latina. Hola, ¿cómo están? Me da mucho gusto el invitado que tenemos hoy, uno de los protagonistas cada fin de semana de la Fórmula 1 y uno de los favoritos de la afición, Max Verstappen. I don't know if I'm the only one that still can call you Maxito, but hi Maxito, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I think nobody calls me like that anyway, so that's good. Yeah, only you are allowed to call me like that. So we'll keep it going.
Perfect.
And yeah, I'm good. Yeah, we're back at the track and ready to go.
Has your Spanish improved in these months?
Not so much. I don't have a Spanish teacher anymore at the track. So, I mean, you left me alone. So, yeah, it's very unfortunate.
Okay, need to go back on track. This year has been tough for the world. How has been your adaptation to the new normal?
I mean, it's a bit different, but at the end of the day, we try to live it as normal as possible. Of course, you know, now with all the restrictions and stuff, it's a bit different. But I'm happy that we can just go racing again. I think that's the most important, because it takes away a little bit the drastic changes. Of course, there's still a lot of things you have to pay attention to with the masks and everything, but yeah, it's what it is.
You already mentioned it. Empty paddocks, wearing a mask all day, many things have changed. But finally, some fans are attending in some races. That changes everything, right?
Well, it's nice to see. I mean, it was a bit different, like when they came back again, because I was a bit like, oh, it's been a while, you know, to have fans of the track. But it's nice. I mean, and also in Portimao, there were quite a good amount of fans. And it just creates a much better atmosphere, you know. So, I hope, of course, we can get back to that very soon. I don't know when it's going to happen, but yeah, it just creates a lot more, like I said, atmosphere and enjoyment to drive.
Talking about the public, the big crowds, this week we should have been in Mexico, US and Brazil. How much do you miss racing in the Americas?
Well, you know, I always had very good memories to Mexico. So for me, it's a big shame to not be racing there. But also not only, you know, my memories about winning or whatever, but, you know, the crowd, they really love Formula One. And we love to be there. It was always very nice, so I hope, of course, next year we can come back.
Actually, that was my next question. What is your best memory of the Mexican Grand Prix? When we went to the Trajineras the first year, when I beat you in the swan boat race, or your face being painted as calaveras, the podium already you mentioned, the podium, the fans, the tacos. I don't know. What is it?
There were a lot of very good memories and some bad ones, of course, losing. But it's all good. We had a lot of activities actually there. So that's something which is nice, you know, that the country is really involved and, you know, they really care about Formula One coming to their country. So, yeah, that's, I always really enjoyed. But best memory, I think it's just when you get into the stadium section, you know, where there are so many like fans, and especially when you're doing the driver's parade, of course, I mean, a lot of them are cheering for Checo, but that's very normal. But it's just amazing to see that, you know, they're so passionate about it. And for us, it just makes it even more enjoyable to drive there.
Yeah. Good choice. Okay. And I love the idea of Red Bull to invite a fan from any part of the world to leave the US Grand Prix next year. Could you tell us how it works?
Well, so you have to join through at the website to, of course, have the possibility to get to Austin. And of course, you know, again, we miss being in Mexico, we miss being in Austin. And of course, to have a once in a lifetime opportunity like this, where you can follow the team a bit closer, I think, yeah, it's just great. And I'm sure they will enjoy it.
I already signed up. Maybe I win and I can enjoy a race as a fan. No, maybe.
I'm going to take your name out. You're not allowed. You have already been in the paddock.
Oh, don't be mean with me. Okay.
We can do the interviews, but you are not allowed to come as the Red Bull fan. We'll leave it to someone else.
Okay. Talking about next year, are you worried about the engine situation with the retirement of Honda after 2021?
To be honest, I'm not too worried. I mean, we'll just see where it ends up. I mean, I know that the team is very busy at the moment to get the right decision, but also, you know, for the whole team to move further, you know, to get the right opportunities. And it's also, anyway, it's not my job, you know, to be involved for that. And I trust the team that they will find a good solution. So, it's just still a bit early. You know, we still have to wait a little bit.
And as we continue talking about the future, the silly season is on fire. So other than your current teammate, any name out there that you would like to pair up with?
Yeah, I know why you're asking this. Checo is he's a very nice guy, and it's of course a shame for him that he lost his seat at Racing Point, because I think he is a great driver. He's always done very well. He's been very consistent. He's been scoring the points for the team. You know, he even saved the team when they needed it. So I don't know. I mean, anyway, that decision is out of my hands. I appreciate Checo a lot. You know, he's a great driver. But we'll see what will happen.
Would you like to have him as a teammate?
Like I said, I appreciate him as a driver. And it's not up to me, but I know that he's a great driver.
Okay. So the followers of Formula Latina podcast send us some questions for you. So here one that was repeated several times. Who has been the toughest driver to overtake on track during your whole career?
My dad.
Really?
Yeah. My dad. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember a story?
Back in the go-karting days, we were practicing a lot together. We were always racing together with some friends as well. He was basically teaching me how to do it, you know. So when you have to learn from your teacher and then try to beat him, it's not very easy. I would definitely say my dad.
Okay, another one from the fans. How do you foresee yourself in 10 years?
Fat and retired? No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're too young. There's a lot of records that you have to beat.
Lewis is not making it any easier. So, I hope, of course, that I, you know, at that time, won more races and hopefully championships. That's what I'm here for, you know. In 10 years, a lot of things can change for the good or the bad. And, of course, I hope it's going to be for the good.
Perfect. And before we go, this weekend will be your first time racing in Formula One at Imola, historic track, but with a 2-day schedule. What are your thoughts on the category coming back to this track and with this format?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing track. I've been here with Formula 3, a lot of history, but also it's a very cool track. I mean, it's a bit narrow, but I mean, that's, again, going to be the same for everyone. I'm excited to just get out there and get started. And let's see where we end up. But the format itself, I think, it's fine. Again, you know, it puts a bit more pressure on that practice session to do everything well. But I think everyone is up for the challenge. And I can't wait to get started.
Perfect, Max. Thank you very much. And good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. And see you soon.
Yes, hope to see you soon. Gracias, Maxito.
Se viene el final, atención, va a ganar. ¡Ganó!
El mexicano estaría anunciando su fichaje en las próximas horas.
Vamos a los acontecimientos en un circuito súper exigente de 6 kilómetros.
La victoria de Hamilton lo deja apenas a 7 de las 91, el récord de Michael Schumacher.
Y allí ingresa Checo Pérez al corralito luego de un gran premio de Mónaco apasionante.
Fórmula Latina.